For News at 10, watch WGN, Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling. For TV News at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
All right, this man has his own theme song on this program because he's been the official congressman of the Rokan show for, the better part of the last decade, as it turns out, Congressman Adam Kinzinger. Even though, and he sounds like a stoner already, and that's the thing I love most about him. He's got the good stoner laugh. You're like Brad Pitt in True Romance. All right, and congratulations to him. Let's talk about a very serious subject here. We're going to talk to you, then we're going to talk to one of your colleagues, also from the Illinois delegation. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy is going to join us, give us his perspective on this. But your perspective on what happened here in terms of the killing of the Iranian general and whether this was the right thing for the U.S. to do.
Yeah, it was the right thing to do. I mean, this is when people say, gee, I wonder how Iran's going to respond. It may be semantics, but no, Iran would escalate because this is the first American response, the first kinetic action against repeated attacks against the U.S. and our allies. So think about it, even just within the last few months, attack a drone, then they attack oil tankers, then they attack an oil field, then they begin to attack Americans at a base, then they storm the embassy. You see where the escalation has gone in the last few months, all with no response by the United States. And when we respond, we don't attack surface-to-air sites. That may end up coming at some point, where you kill, 100 people that were just doing their job. But we actually kill the man in Iraq, with legal orders to do it by Article 2 of the Constitution, as well as the Status of Forces Agreement, which gives the president the inherent right and Americans the inherent right to self-defense, and also with the AUMF that gives Americans the right to be in Iraq. So this was the right thing to do in this pearl-clutching that is happening about what will Iran do next. I don't know. Let's look at the history of what they've done, and that'll give us the roadmap, because they would do it anyway. And I think this was the right move. We don't know where this is going to go, but this idea that now if this escalates, it's a result of the United States of America, is completely untrue, completely false, and I think it's time that we get out of this crisis of confidence and start defending Americans before we defend the Iranian government.
One thing that has come up consistently about this is that this Iranian general was, is a uniformed officer of the Iranian military. We are not in a direct conflict state of war with Iran. I mean, we may be in a de facto state of war. We may have been in a de facto state of war since 1978 with Iran. But in terms of this, at this moment, that isn't the status, and therefore doing this to a uniformed officer is considered to be, it may not be a violation of international law. That's still to be, would have to be determined, but it's the sort of thing that's just not done. Are you comfortable with that?
Well, I'm comfortable with what we did, because let's look at this. I think it's an argument that can be made if we killed Soleimani in Iran, but he was in Iraq. Why was he in Iraq? Well, there had just been attacks against America. America responded. Soleimani comes to Iraq not to broker peace, not to calm situations, because all you have to do is look at his history. He came in to assess what had happened and to figure what's next. If you look in the last few years, he's been especially bold. He doesn't travel in secret anymore. He travels in the open. He has said 100 times, America will never touch me. So he was coming in to figure out what the next moves were. So even though he wore an Iranian uniform, by the way, wearing a uniform makes you a legitimate target, according to international law. When he did it in Iraq, emboldening the people that we attacked, which was the militias, which, by the way, I fought in Iraq, that was right. And I do want to preempt something, because people are saying, well, why didn't Bush do it in 06, and why didn't Obama do it? There's a point to be made. They did consider it. That's especially noteworthy. And it's especially noteworthy given that since then, we've had 12 years of escalating attacks by Iran, driven by this guy, including a civil war in Yemen, driven by this guy, including a civil war in Syria, driven by this guy, and including instability in Lebanon and Hezbollah, driven by this guy. That's been 12 years of history since it was considered, plus Bush was in the middle of the Iraq surge. So, when people say, well, Bush didn't even do it, they were close, but they had a lot more on their hands and a lot less history.
All right, very quickly before we let you go, the tweet by the president over the weekend, Saturday night and Sunday morning, about the 52 sites representing the 52 American hostages, that if Iran does anything, hurts a hair on an American head or whatever it was that he said, that there is going to be an attack on one of those 52 sites. That would be in Iran, including cultural sites, he points out in the tweet. That theoretically is a violation of the Articles of War as established by the United Nations and Geneva Convention. What is your thought on that?
Well, I know that's not what you meant, but a tweet isn't a violation. Two things on that, though, real quick, is, number one, if it makes the American people uncomfortable, think of how uncomfortable it's making Iran. That's the point. They need to moderate and mitigate whatever escalation they decide to do. I probably wouldn't have put cultural sites in that tweet. And as you know, I've been critical when he does a domestic tweet that's divisive. But I think his tweets on this issue are right, because it's not the audience of the American people. The audience is the Iranian government, and they need to know he means business.
All right. Congressman, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Fun, always. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. I think he just told me to blank myself. I wasn't quite sure. Broke up. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy is a Democrat from the Chicago area. And
hey,
you just heard Congressman Kinzinger there. Let's start with, first of all, your initial reaction to the military action over the weekend.
Well, look, I think Soleimani is a bad guy. Nobody argues that. I think we can't go to war with Iran. I think that's the big question here. I'm a member of the Intelligence Committee, and we were told after the fact that Soleimani was involved in plotting an imminent threat to America. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about that tomorrow when we're briefed. But, you know, basically the question remains whether that threat is going to be carried out, whether it's going to be worse now that he's been killed, and whether we're going to blunder our way into war. I think those are the big questions right now.
Are you, let's talk a little bit about the political tone of the president's Twitter account as it pertains to this action. There's been a lot of criticism about him drawing in Democrats as, you know, potentially akin to Iranians, why you guys weren't, or at least Gang of Eight members that were Democrats weren't briefed about this action before it happened. The theory that it would be like telling the Iranians because that would be bad. What are your reaction to that as a Democrat?
Oh, that's crazy. And I think that the reason why he didn't go to the Gang of Eight or to Congress beforehand is because he did not want that evidence to be scrutinized with regard to the quote-unquote imminent plot involving Soleimani. He didn't want to be asked the hard questions. But, you know, we have Congress for a reason. A Congress represents the will of the people, and there has to be oversight of the president. And in this particular situation, I just respectfully ask my good friends on the other side of the aisle, do they believe the president should be subject to any laws, rules, or regulations, or whether his power should be completely unchecked? And in this case, we cannot go to war with Iran. We can't have another endless war in the Middle East.
I want to move back, though, to something that Congressman Kinzinger said, which is that Iran has been very provocative in Iraq, right? I mean, they've been on the wrong side of the ledger for us in fighting us and funding these militias, and they certainly had something to do with the embassy incursion last week. Then there was the question that always remains about their behavior in Syria and how it pertains to what's going on, even in East Africa. So the question is, when's enough enough? I think that's what Congressman Kinzinger is making the argument about. What's your take?
I think that we should always protect ourselves, have proportionate responses. In this particular case, you should know that, and I think your listeners probably know, that Iran has wanted us out of the region for years. ISIS has wanted us out of the region for years. In killing Soleimani, we are potentially getting Iraq to expel us from Iraq, the very objective that Iran and ISIS have shared for years. And what do we do in that situation? Well, we lose a foothold from which we fight ISIS, who presents a clear and present threat to America, and we may, again, blunder into a war with Iran. That is not strategy. That's not good strategy, and that's not thinking out the consequences of our actions.
If you had to guess where this is going to go, what would you guess?
I don't know.
Will cooler heads prevail, I guess, is my question more directly.
Well, I think it depends. I wish that the president would tweet less at this point. I think that his provocative tweets only unify the Iranians. I think one of the ironies here is that, you know, before this killing of Soleimani, there were protests against the Iranian government, even as late as last week. And what has happened now is that the Iranians are unified, and we and our allies are divided. And that's not how it should be. Therefore, I think the president should tweet less. I think that members of the administration should do whatever they can to de-escalate. We obviously have to protect our personnel and our assets throughout the region. And of course, we in Congress have to assert our authority with regard to the War Powers Act. And there will be a vote later this week, I'm told, with regard to a War Powers resolution on Iran. I think Democrats will be united. I would not be surprised if some Republicans joined us as well.
All right. Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That was Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, and then right before that, Adam Kinzinger, also a congressman, Republican, Democrat, telling you their thoughts on everything that happened over the weekend. We've got the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in 2 minutes.